Schools in the area of the World Trade Center will remain closed today. Other public schools throughout New York City are opening 2 hours late this morning. Many private schools opened on time. Reporter Barbara Mantel is at the Browning School in Manhattan. Barbara, where is the Browning School in Manhattan?
It's a boys' school on the east side of Manhattan, and it runs from kindergarten through 12th grade.
And the mood there this morning?
Well, I would say it's hard to generalize. It varies depending on the age of the student. I spoke to parents of some of the youngest boys who said that they weren't getting very many questions from their children, and the questions that they got were quite factual. You know, what kind of plane? Why did the building fall down? The parents of middle school children that I spoke to were getting a different kind of reaction from their children. A lot of the boys were talking about retaliation to prevent more attacks. These boys also seemed afraid, some of them at least, to come to school, and were quite concerned about retaliation and preventing future attacks. One parent told me that she took two boys home on Tuesday, and all the boys wanted to do was get on the computer and play construction games, the kind of games where you build things like roller coasters. And when she finally pulled them away from the computer, out of the blue, her son yelled, "I don't care about the World Trade Center." I don't think the boys were aware of the symbolism of what they were doing, but the parents certainly was. The older boys, I spoke to a couple of 11th and 12th grade boys and 10th grade boys. They called it their generation's Pearl Harbor. They said that they were in shock and stunned and really couldn't keep their mind on work, couldn't do homework, and wanted to spend the day not in their regular class lessons, but discussing with friends and teachers what had happened. One boy was worried about encountering classmates who might have been directly affected, and what were they going to say to them.
Has the school brought in counselors?
The school has a consulting psychologist who is here, and the school is holding assemblies. There's an assembly, or there was an assembly early for the lower school, the youngest children. And those children are back in their classroom, and the headmaster of the school feels it's quite important for a normal routine to resume for those youngest children. The older boys are also having an assembly, and then they will be allowed to meet with their advisors in small groups to discuss the events. And then they, too, will return to classes. There, the teachers say they will follow the boys' lead and allow more discussion of what has happened, and if the boys want that. Or else they will return to their lessons. Some of those teachers of the older boys were anticipating quite sophisticated questions and discussion and were a bit concerned about their own ability to answer those questions. They say, you know, we know math, we know science, we know literature, but we're not experts on terrorism. In fact, one teacher said he was really going to try to stick to the lesson plan because of that.
Did you talk to any parents?
I talked to lots of parents, and most parents felt quite confident about leaving their children here. They felt they would be safe. Many of the students come without parents to school. They're old enough to do so. Many of the parents of the younger children dropped their children off, had a couple of discussions on the sidewalk, and then many of them looked like they were going to work. Only one parent said that she was going to hang out. This is a parent of a middle school child, was going to hang out in the neighborhood with her cell phone on in case her child decided he wanted to come home.
Reporter Barbara Mantel in Manhattan.